Welcome to Pick Up and Deliver, the podcast where I pick up my audio recorder when I get off the train and I deliver a podcast to you while I walk home. Today's episode is going to be a little bit shorter, I think, in part because I didn't have a lot prepared. So my plan is just to talk about a couple games that I enjoy from one of my favorite designers a dedication to a favorite designer. So it is February 13th. It's a nice day today, not too chilly here in suburban Chicago. I didn't look at my phone beforehand, so I couldn't tell you exactly how warm or cold it is, but I'm certainly comfy without having a scarf over my face, and I'm wearing my mittens, but I would be okay if I didn't. I'm guessing it's high 20s. I can see the snow around me melting, so it might even be in the low 30s. So it's a nice day. I guess what I want to talk about today is one of my favorite designers, somebody who I own, let me think, at least three of his games, and have played more than that. I definitely own four. I bet I'll think of more as we go along. That's the Czech designer, Vlada Švatl. Now, a lot of people consider him one of the leading lights of game design in the current board game hobby, in part because he is so innovative in his approach. Whereas a lot of game designers, somebody like Stefan Feld or somebody like Uwe Rosenberg, they kind of design within a relatively small window of game types. Vlada Švatl is all over the place. So I want to talk today about the four games of his that I have that I enjoy and let you know a little bit about why I enjoy them. So I'm going to go in order of least favorite to most favorite. Sure. So my least favorite of the four Vlada games that I own would be Codenames. Now, Codenames is a party game. Everybody's played Codenames. It's on sale at Target now. They have Codenames in a variety of flavors, so you can play Marvel or Disney or who knows what. There's plenty of opportunity to play Codenames. But if you haven't played it, the basic idea is there's a grid of cards, there's two teams, and there are clue givers for each team. And the clue giver's job is to say a word and a number that indicates some amount of the cards on the table. And their goal is to get their team to identify which cards they're thinking of. Now, of course, if the team identifies the other team's cards, their turn is over and the other team is ahead. Or if you identify the assassin card, then you lose immediately. So it's an interesting game. It's really fun. I've heard it described as a party game, and it feels like it should be one. But generally, when I've played it, it's not a boisterous affair the way most party games are. It's generally pretty dour or quiet when you play because, well, there's a lot of thinking involved. So it's a fun one, but I would say my least favorite of the four Vlada games I have. The next one I would mention is called Tosh Kalar. Tosh Kalar is a abstract game about mages battling something or other. It doesn't really matter. The basic idea is you have these tokens that are either soldiers or sergeants or epic. And if they're soldiers, then they have one little sword on them. If they're sergeants, they have two swords. And if they're epic, they have a trident or three swords. I don't really remember, but they look especially cool. And the idea is to create patterns on the board with the tokens. And the way it works is you put these tokens out. On your turn, you can either play a token or claim an achievement. And then anytime that you've, using the tokens, anytime that you've matched a pattern on one of the achievements, then you get to, or anytime you've matched a pattern on one of your cards, then you get to play that card as one of your actions. And the cards will add more tokens to the board. They'll also rearrange the tokens and allow you to take the other player's tokens off. I haven't done a great job of explaining it, but since it's an abstract, it's pretty hard to explain unless you watch it. Shut Up and Sit Down has a very good video showing the basic idea of it, and I would recommend that. It's a fun game. When we started playing, my daughter and I, we used the default version of the game comes with four decks of cards, two of which are identical. And using the identical cards is really interesting because then you have perfect information. You know what cards the other player has at their disposal. And I guess it's not perfect information because you don't know which ones they have in their hand. But you know what's possible, and so you can kind of anticipate based on how they're playing tokens. I really like Tashkalar because it's got that kind of feeling of a good abstract dueling game. But it also has a kind of theme to it. It's fun to make these patterns. And it's very tactical, by which, of course, I mean it's really hard to plan any long, grand strategy in the game because at any moment your opponent could play a pattern that moves half the tokens on the board around. It might remove crucial tokens that you wanted to place. It might move them around. And so you end up planning no more than a couple turns ahead because you never know what your opponent's going to do and how they're going to change the board state. It's a pretty fun one. There are a couple expansions. I've gotten one of them, which gives you a different deck of cards and thus different patterns. There is one more, I think, and I haven't gotten that one yet. But it's a fun game, Tashkalar. My second favorite of the four Vlada games I have is a real-time spaceship construction game called Galaxy Trucker. Now, the idea of Galaxy Trucker is you have a board and a pile of tiles in the middle, and your job is to grab these tiles one at a time and add them to the board, and you're using the board to build a spaceship. And the idea is after you've built the spaceship, then you and the other people who also built their spaceships are going to fly your spaceship through space. The premise is that even in the far future, when we've colonized all these planets, etc., etc., we still need plumbing pipes. And so you represent a trucker who is bringing a ship made of plumbing equipment to a new planet. And so your goal is to get as much of your ship there as you can. During the construction phase, part of what's interesting is the tiles are all face down. When you take a tile, you can only use one hand. You reach out over the board, you grab a tile face down. You have to bring it back over your player board before you can look at it. And then when you look at it, you have a choice. You can either put it down immediately into your board, after which it can't move, or you can set it back down in the general area, at which point someone else can steal it. So as the building phase goes on, more and more tiles are visible, and you spend more time kind of looking at what tiles people have set down so you can snatch those away. The game also has a lot of different things you can build into your spaceship, which makes for a really fun scramble, because it is real time as well. Everybody's building their spaceship at the same time, so you're competing with the other players. And then at some point, one person will decide they're done, and they flip a timer over, and that provides a timer during which the other players have to finish their spaceships as well. Once you finish your spaceships, and you can add guns, you can add shields, you can add battery packs, you can add life support for crew, you can add crew, you can add life support for alien crew, and you can add those alien crew. And then you can add storage because during your journey, you can pick up goods, which you can sell at the end for money, because the goal of the game is to make the most money. But the fun part and the sort of hilarious part is that you're doing this really fast. And the tiles are complicated enough that it's pretty easy to accidentally build your ship in a way that violates one of the construction rules. If you do that, then during the inspection phase, you have to take off parts of your ship. Sometimes you'll have one piece that's connecting a big chunk of your ship to the rest of your ship. And if that piece is incorrect, then you lose everything that was attached to it. It's pretty great. Then you and the other players put your ships into space and you go flying through space, tackling pirates and slavers and asteroids and aliens and visiting planets, and all of this is pretty random and silly. So it's not a game where you can get too caught up in the idea that you're going to be really good at it or that your grand strategy is going to work. And again, it's very tactical based on which tiles you pick up, and it's very silly. So it's definitely fun, but you have to kind of be aware of that. Before I mention the final game that I have that I really enjoy, I want to mention a couple honorable mentions. I have played and enjoyed Space Alert, and which is another real-time spaceship game. And I also enjoy Dungeon Lords very much. That's a fun game that I might enjoy picking up at some time, but another person in my game group has a copy, so it feels very silly to spend money buying it, because most of the time I would play it with him anyway. If he has a copy, then me buying my own is kind of just wasteful. I'd also like to put two games on my want to play playlist. I've always wanted to try Mage Knight, which actually the friend who has Dungeon Lords has a copy of Mage Knight as well, so at some point I should be able to play that. And I also would like to play Through the Ages, or actually more accurately, I'd like to play Through the Ages, A New Story of Civilization. That's one I might play digitally, because it sounds like it's easier to get into that way. But those are two more Vlada games that I would enjoy playing, but I haven't had a chance to yet. And finally, my number one Vlada Shivadal game that I enjoy for its theme, its mechanisms, and its strategy is Dungeon Pets. In Dungeon Pets, you play a group of imps raising monsters to be sold to dungeon lords who are keeping dungeons full of monsters to menace unwary travelers and so on. It's a really fun game because it's super thematic. You have these little monsters you buy, and as they age up, they have more demands. You have to play with them and feed them and properly take care of them. They can get sadness cubes if you aren't treating them well, and they can get mutations if you're not controlling their magic. And over time, you develop these monsters, and then you sell them to the dungeon lord who most wants or appreciates that kind of monster. So there's a really interesting back and forth about what you do with the monsters and how the monsters develop. And it's great. I can't recommend Dungeon Pets enough. So that Dungeon Pets is my absolute favorite Vlada Shivadal game. Well, what did I miss? Were there games that you really like that I missed? Or what is your favorite Vlada Shivadal game? Let me know. You can reach me by Twitter, Rattlebox Games. You can email me at brendan@rattleboxgames.com, or you can respond to the show notes, or talk to me in Board Game Geek, where my username is wombat929. Thanks for joining me on my walk. I had a pleasant time, and I hope your next walk is as pleasant as mine was.
Brought to you by Rattlebox Games.